Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 116. So today we're going to be talking about There's No Rush. But first, the best bite that I had recently. So on the weekend, my Irishman had some colleagues come over for dinner on Sunday night. So he went all out and made his famous piri piri chicken. So it's like this three-day process. He brines it and then he marinates it in a piri piri sauce, and he also makes extra sauce. And then he was cooking it in the wood-fired oven, and it was just like so succulent, so tasty, so delicious, like so much flavor going on. And I'd made a shaved fennel salad to go with it. So just raw fennel, really finely shaved with some lemon, like tossed in lemon juice and some salt. And then I used some almond meal to give it like a bit of extra texture and creaminess, and then drizzled over some macadamia oil, which is a new discovery actually a friend of mine put me onto. And then served it with parsley and some roast almonds, and just like the chicken, beautiful with the fennel salad, so good. And of course, there were spuds for all the potato lovers. So that was the best bite I've had this week for sure. I'm very lucky to have an Irishman who loves to cook. Okay, so plan for today is I'll just share the story behind this episode, and then we're going to talk about like why rushing isn't helpful, like all the problems that it causes us. Then we're going to talk about how to stop rushing, and I've got a bonus tip for you. So of course, before we wrap up. So fascinatingly, I actually, on my list of podcast episode ideas, I'd actually slated in today to talk about There's No Rush. And the reason why I'd done that is because one of the things that I do in helping people have a healthy relationship with food, and one of the things that I've really noticed changing my relationship with food, is the more we slow down, the better everything is. And so I'm often noticing that I'm rushing, and I tell myself there's no rush. And I actually like have noticed that in myself, that when I tell myself there's no rush, like I just calm down, I enjoy my food so much more. Anyway, so I'd actually already slated to talk about this topic from the eating perspective. But then it's so funny because I was coaching someone this morning on weight loss in the Naturally Healthy Club. And she was like, you know, she's made a heap of progress and lost like crazy amounts of weight. But then she's like, last couple of weeks, nothing's moved. And she's like, plateau. And I'm like, I hate that word plateau. But anyway, so I was coaching her. And yeah, this thought that I offered her was there's no rush. And so I was like, oh, okay, we need to talk about there's no rush. And also like from both levels, like from the working on a goal, but also on our eating as well. So it's like, oh, there's two aspects to this. Amazing. Let's do that. So that's the story behind why I decided to talk about it today. So why is rushing a problem? So I'm going to talk about it first of all from the eating perspective, but then we'll talk about it from the like weight loss or goals perspective. The first thing is like when we're eating, when you rush, you miss out on all so much enjoyment, because like when you're shoveling food in, the mechanics of your mouth and how taste works is the food needs to interact with your taste buds in order for you to sense the taste, the flavors. There's also the retronasal passage and the aroma side of things as well. But the more food you jam into your mouth, the less of it can physically touch the taste buds. So the more of your food you're just swallowing without it even touching your taste buds. So this is the science behind how our mouths work. So you're actually experiencing less pleasure when you're rushing, because the food's not in touch with your taste buds for as long, and less of the food is actually coming into contact with your taste buds at all. So hello, like the whole reason we're eating is to get the pleasure, right? Oh, there's other reasons, of course, as well, but you're missing out on the pleasure. You miss out on the enjoyment when you're rushing. Also, like the transit time in your mouth, if you're rushing, you're chewing quickly and you're swallowing. And so you're missing out on the beautiful food and how the flavors change in your mouth. Like that's all you're missing out on, all that when you're rushing. So that's another, like the hugest reason for me, like that's a reason enough. Like I could just stop here. Like that's a reason enough for me to not rush, is to get the enjoyment. But two other reasons why you don't want to rush. So first is, it's really difficult to identify when you're satisfied if you're rushing and you're eating really quickly, like, because there's a thing in dieting of like, oh, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to notice that you're satisfied. And I don't think that the signal does take that long to get there. But that being said, it's also like, the quicker you're eating, the less time you have to pinpoint that point. Whereas if you're eating slowly, then it just gives you a chance to gradually, you know, start to feel satisfied. And so you've got more of a window of opportunity to tune into that. And so you're way more likely to be able to identify like when you get reached that satisfaction point before you go into overeating. And so it makes it so much easier to listen to your body and stop eating. And really, this is the key to being like a naturally healthy person who doesn't struggle with their weight. It's like eating the right amount of food for your body and letting your body tell you. So if you're rushing, it makes it harder for that process to happen. It is still possible. However, it does make it more difficult. So that's the second reason. And then the third reason is just the digestion side of things, that digestion actually starts in the mouth. So when we are chewing food, like that process of chewing and the saliva mixing with the food, we have that for a reason. Like it's a really important, enzymes are getting in there. It's starting the digestion process. So when you're eating really quickly, you're missing out on that. And so there's kind of food that's not chewed properly going into your stomach. And so it makes it harder on the rest of your digestive system to do its job because you haven't hasn't had the opportunity at the beginning. So there's three reasons: the pleasure, being able to tune into your satisfaction, and also like getting poor digestion, then you're getting tummy upsets and all that sort of stuff. So we definitely don't want to be rushing from the eating perspective. And then from the, like, if you're working on a goal and you're trying to rush, the thing is that when you're in a hurry, like when you're wanting it to happen yesterday, like when your thoughts are, it's not happening soon enough, or I'm not there yet, that makes you feel pressure, right? And so when you're feeling pressured, then you're looking for like shortcuts. You're looking for like, in the weight loss case, if you're wanting to lose weight and you're feeling pressured, then you start to try all sort of crazy things. And my client that I was coaching this morning, she'd like started to do some intermittent fasting. And then she was thinking, oh, maybe I need to be exercising more and doing like all these short-term things and restricting as well. All these short-term things that are actually going to cause more problems. So the restriction then, of course, leads to overeating. Then you're like, you know, always chasing your tail. And that's exactly what she was experiencing. Like she was thinking that in a rush it needs to happen. And she did actually have this deadline because she's going on a trip. So putting that pressure on, leading to short-term quick fix kind of behaviors, which backfire and cause you to eat more. You're doing things that aren't sustainable. And so then like what happens is you like quit because, oh, it's not working. And, you know, you kind of completely stop even trying. So this is like the huge danger of rushing when you're working on a goal, but also like as we discussed, there's big problems with rushing when you're eating as well. So how do we stop rushing? It's the same thing for whether you're rushing when you're eating a meal and also when you're rushing when you're set a goal. And it's just reminding yourself that there's no rush. When you think that thought, oh, there's no rush. Like if I sit down to a meal and I think there's no rush, like it just calms everything down. I can take my time. I relax, feel relaxed when I think there's no rush. And then I'm able to enjoy the meal and I'm able to like put my cutlery down in between the bites and just take my time with it. I'm able to chew my food properly. I'm taking smaller bites. I'm getting way more pleasure. So that's how we do it. Just remind yourself. And this is like a constant lifelong thing. Like, because as humans, I don't know, I think we're kind of, particularly if you grew up in a big family, like I did, there's that innate, you know, got to eat quickly because I might miss out on my share. So just reminding yourself that there's no rush. There's plenty of food. I'm not going to miss out on anything. And if you are actually in a situation where there is a potential for you to miss out on food because you're not eating quickly enough, then there is an episode I did on that. You want to change your environment so that there is going to be plenty of food for you so that you're not feeling that need for scarcity. And that's it. You just like tell yourself there's no rush and then you relax and enjoy. From a goals perspective, if you're working on a goal, the way you can set yourself up for success in not rushing is to just start by being really generous with your timeframes. Like don't be setting crazy goals that you have to achieve by next Tuesday, because that's just going to put on that pressure and then you're going to feel pressured and you're going to be wanting to restrict and take the shortcuts. And we have discussed where that leads us. So we don't want to do that. So we want to set realistic timeframes. And then the other thing is that we want to, I think, that helps with when we've got goals is the reason why we rush and we're like grasping and we want to achieve it quickly is because we think we're going to be better off when we achieve the goal. And yes, of course, achieving goals, there will be differences. But the thing is that your life actually isn't going to magically change and suddenly be like all rainbows and daisies just because you've lost some weight, or just because if you've got a goal to make more money, like just because you've achieved those goals, life is still life and there's still going to be bad days and good days. So what we want to do instead is just like not be so attached to the goal, like let go of that attachment and reminding ourselves that, you know, I'm actually appreciating and accepting like where you are now. Because when you try and change from a place of I'm not good enough now and things are bad now and I'll only be good when I get there, when you get there, you're going to want to lose another 5 pounds. Or when you get there, you're going to like want to set a new goal. And it's like you're always going to be pushing that farther and further away and you're never going to actually feel that acceptance. And I think you probably, we've all been guilty of that. We've all done that and had that experience. And, you know, it's just this losing battle. It's no fun at all. So what we want to do instead, so we're going to set our realistic timeframes, but we're going to set our goals from this place of, I'm already okay. Like I'm already an amazing person and that self-acceptance place. And I'm actually, you know, where I'm at right now is fine. And when we set goals from that place of sufficiency and feeling good about ourselves, that removes the need to rush because, yeah, sure, we want this goal and that's something that we want to work on, but it's not, don't have that desperate need and that desperate hurry. So that's really key to stopping rushing is to not be using the, like how we think about the goal. So we like being generous with our time frames, but then also thinking about the goal in that way of, yeah, like I'm already pretty good right now and it's not going to make my life, you know, even more amazing in the future. That's kind of key. And also like another way to stop rushing is to actually enjoy the moment, like to tune into and enjoying that journey, focusing on learning new skills and noticing your progress of like, oh, look, maybe you're learning to listen to your body, like tuning into that and like noticing, oh, look, I just left some food on my plate. Amazing. And like actually enjoying your food more, like noticing, oh yeah, look, when I eat more slowly, I enjoy my food more. So then of course, like when you're appreciating where you are in the moment, again, there's like less of this rushing and desire to change energy comes up. So you are able to do the things that are going to get you where you need to go in a slow and steady way. Of course, the last one is to coach yourself and just remind yourself, like when that those thoughts come up and you do start to feel a bit of pressure, just reminding yourself and actually thinking on purpose, like there's no rush and it's okay. And that's what I coached my client on this morning, just to, she's actually going to remind herself every day, like there's no rush. And she changed her expectations around her goal so that like her goal is now just to stay where she is for a while and really focus on not rushing and focus on like enjoying her food and doing all those things. And you know where that's going to lead her. My bonus tip to help you with that self-acceptance piece and being okay with where you are now. And it's actually, there's a meditation that I got from my marriage coach when I did some work around with her. She actually introduced it to me and it's something that I still read every day. And it's actually from, I think it's from Deep, she got it from Deepak Chopra, but it just says, I will practice acceptance. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. I will know that this moment is as it should be because the whole universe is as it should be. I will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. My acceptance is total and complete. I accept things as they are in this moment, not as I wish they were. I will accept myself today with love and compassion. I accept myself, I accept myself, I accept myself. And I actually, when I started this, I haven't been doing it anymore, but one thing, another bonus tip you might like to have is just get into the habit of whenever you look in the mirror, just saying that thought, I accept myself, every time you look in the mirror, and it will change what you see when you look in the mirror. It's kind of freaky how that happens. So that's it for today. So have a beautiful week. Just remembering there's no rush with your goals. There's no rush with eating your dinner or your next meal. And just keep reminding yourself and yeah, play around with that. And I will catch you next week. Okay, have a great week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoy Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.